We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 16. Over the Airwaves.
Part 2 of 3.
We inched our way into the cove. As we swam closer, details of the brown and gold yacht came into view. It was rather large, longer than a bus, with two levels above the deck. The rest was hard to see from the water. It had a white flag with a red diamond on the top, and another one that looked like an American flag. It was really quiet, and I couldn't see anyone on board.
Okay, where can we get on?
Head around the back.
Isn't that port?
I have no idea. I don't know a thing about boats.
Me neither. I thought you told me your dad was a captain.
Of a plane, not a boat. There's a big difference. Should we call out?
Hello there! Anyone up there?
Maybe they can't hear us.
We're coming onto the ship.
You think you could climb up over the ridge and lower that ladder for...
You hear that?
What?
Did you...
Yeah, I heard it that time. There's something in the water.
Oh my gosh, this is a shark!
I don't know, it could be anything. I can't see 3 feet in this water.
There! Something's over there!
We need to get on the boat.
Yeah! It's too high! I need a boost!
There! The splashing's coming from over there now!
Michael, I need your help! Push!
That's all I can...
Just a little further!
Whoa, what the hell was that?
Keep pushing! Just a little further!
I'm doing what I can!
I got it! I've got a hold! There's a ladder! Here! Move.
Drop it!
Climb up!
Did you see it? What was it?
I don't know. I just saw a dark shadow in the water.
Well, I don't see or hear it now.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. Sea lion, dolphin, shark, big fish. You want me to keep going? Maybe even something we haven't seen before.
Hello? Is anyone here? We came from the shore.
We thought you might be other survivors. We're unarmed and friendly.
What if they're turned?
You think I hadn't already thought of that? I'm looking for something to use as a weapon before we go any further.
Here. Will this work? It's like a hook pole thing.
It's a boat hook to pull smaller boats in. Huh.
What?
If they had a smaller boat in tow, maybe they used it to go ashore.
So there's no one here.
Well, I didn't say that. Here, I'll take it.
You don't want me to?
You do have two good arms.
Sure.
Let's see what's inside.
Turn on some music or something?
You just keep your eyes on the window. No distractions.
It wouldn't be a distraction. Calm me down.
Well, since your fearless leader put me in charge, I say no.
Fine. Then slow down some. I'm getting a little carsick with all your swerving.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
How much further is it?
Is what?
The base, your station, or whatever you want to call it.
A few miles to the east.
Then why are we heading west?
We're not.
I'm not an idiot. I can tell what direction we're going. I was a pilot. Did you forget that? So let me ask you again. If we're not going towards the base, then where the hell are we going?
This'll just take a second and we're almost there.
Stop the car.
No.
Angel, stop the car right now.
I said no.
All right, fine. I'm calling Bert. Give me that! No, this was not part of the plan. Now let go. You're abducting me. Raven, this is Albatross. Come in.
I'm not kidnapping you. You don't need to do that.
What? Watch the road. Obviously, you didn't tell Bert either. Now, where the hell are you taking me? I have a right to know.
All right, I'll tell you. Just put it down, okay?
I knew I should have driven. Ugh.
Albatross, this is Raven. Everything okay?
Well, should I tell him what's going on, or are you going to tell me what's going on? Stop this car right now, or I answer him.
All right.
Albatross, come in.
Here. Go ahead. I ain't lying for you.
Raven, this is Toucan. Never mind that one. Thought we were lost, but we figured it out. We're good.
All right. Let me know if the situation changes.
Okay. So where are we going? Making some special trip to get some side booze or some other loot? Huh? You didn't want to tell me because you didn't want to share? Is that it? Whatever it is, it's probably not worth more than the MREs at the base. But
I'm not... We're still going to the base. We just have to drop something off first.
Drop something off? Oh, don't tell me you have something in the bag.
Hey, it's not a big deal.
Right. All the secrecy and it's not a big deal.
Wait, don't...
I should have figured something was fishy when you pushed so hard for this mission.
There wasn't anyone else that wanted to go.
Trust me, I know. I was one of them. You really are a piece of work, you know that? Here you are, risking my neck and not even saying a word to me.
I didn't want Bert to find out. Figured it was better to beg forgiveness than to ask permission.
When were you going to tell me what you were doing?
I don't know. When you figured it out.
What's in the box?
Hey! Don't kick that!
What? Is it gonna explode? You had a live bomb back here? Is that it? Afraid I'd set it off? Thought I might freak out? Is this some kind of covert mission no one knows about?
No! It's... Well, no, not really, but it's not a bomb. There's a body in there.
A what? What the hell are we doing driving a body around? Wait. Who is it? You dumping off evidence?
No, don't open it! You won't be able to recognize who it is anyway.
All right, then. Why don't you tell me? Who's in the box?
You won't even know them.
I don't care if I wouldn't. I still want to know. Who is it?
It's Latch.
You're right. No idea. Never met him.
Told you.
So why are we dumping him out here? What makes him so special?
He was one of the Maulers.
Wait a second. Hold on. Are we taking this to them? Who was he? Your buddy or something? You're the one who called them, didn't you?
He's nothing to me. We're just dropping him off as a favor.
For who?
It doesn't matter.
You're not making a whole lot of sense.
Trust me, it doesn't. But I promised I would.
We'll be coming back in boxes of our own, you know. We're dropping that thing off. Where?
Refueling station. It'll be safe. There shouldn't be anyone there.
Then why go there at all?
Because I know that they know where it is.
So you're going to tell them where to find it, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Jesus. I can see now why you didn't tell me your bird. You're freaking nuts! Why are you doing this?
Because someone asked me to.
Oh, that's it. I asked you to stop the car. You gave me a big F you.
Okay, fine. It doesn't have to make sense. We're still doing it.
And I should keep my mouth shut about it. Why?
Tell Bert after we're done. See if I care. It's a bit late for him to stop me anyway.
I can't believe this guy. This doesn't have any benefit for the mission at all. Are you aware of that?
I don't know. It might.
Somehow I doubt that.
We crept slowly through the interior of the yacht, looking for any signs that someone had been here recently. Michael followed close behind me into the ship's interior. I held onto the pole tight, waiting to see something move, but everything was still. Light from outside shined into the living room. There were leather couches, flat-screen TVs, a bar, polished wood paneling lined the walls, and it was decorated by hand-painted art. On the left, a tall spiral staircase disappeared into the ceiling. Wow. I never knew they looked like this on the inside. It's like a house.
Don't get distracted. It might be pretty, but there still could be things hiding in here.
There's even a fireplace.
Focus. No signs of anyone.
Should I try the sink?
Yeah, go for it.
It's working.
Maybe it's old. Could be stagnant.
Clean.
Mind if I?
Go ahead. What was that?
No idea. Could be from anywhere. Maybe a strong wave. Let's check upstairs.
All right.
You gotta go first, remember?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Slowly now.
Looks clear.
Hello?
No one's here.
It doesn't look like anyone's been here for a while. Damn, no keys.
Wait, look. Some of the lights are still blinking.
It might still have a charge. It must have if there was water downstairs still pumping. Huh.
So someone was here?
Yeah, had to have been recently. These things would have worn down on their own if left like this. No wonder. Cross your fingers. Hey! Sweet! It works. Pegs, the radio works.
Well, try it.
I have no idea what channel is what. I've never used one like this. Oh, wait, there's a card. 21. That's Coast Guard. And 23, too. 157. 50. Okay. Mayday. Mayday. Is there anyone out there? This is Sergeant Michael Cross, U.S. Army. Come in. Over.
Want to try the other numbers for the Coast Guard?
Sure, maybe this isn't the right one.
Yeah.
This is Sergeant Michael Cross. Anyone receiving this? Come in.
Try the next one.
This is Sergeant Michael Cross. Come in.
The next one?
Come in. Anyone? Is anyone there?
Keep trying.
I'm trying. Hello, this is Michael Cross. Sergeant Michael Cross, U.S. Army. Come in. Mayday. Mayday.
Next one?
I'm running out. Mayday. Come in. I'll try again. Mayday. Come in. I find it a little hard to believe that there aren't any ships out there that can't hear us right now.
If you were on a boat and you knew this place was dangerous, would you stay here? Maybe them not being here means there's some place that's still okay. You know, out there. Do you know how far out that radio reaches, or if it even works?
Well, no. Well, come on. Kelly's probably wondering where the hell we are.
There it is again.
It's a big boat. It does that.
Does this mean we have to get back in the water?
We'll swim fast. Maybe whatever it is, swim away. It's not too far to the... Down there!
What's climbing up the back?
Hurry, knock it off! Coming!
Another is climbing up!
Pull up the ladder!
But...
Just do it! Give me the pole!
It's stuck!
Hold still. He's off! Pull!
There's more?
They're all around us. Where did they come from?
No idea. I didn't see a single one on shore.
We can't swim.
Well, that's all right. We still...
No!
What is it?
Look on the pier. She's gone. Kelly's gone.
Due to the holiday, next week's episode will be put out the following week. Happy holidays from all of us at We're Alive. Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zune. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Tammy Klein, and Scott Marvin. I'm Michael Swan, edited by Michael Horton, and Casey Whalen. This chapter was written by Casey Whalen, associate producer Jason Scott, composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher, produced by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen. Zombie intern, Grayson Stone. This has been a Modern Myth production.